If I was guy probably was really squirming, and he's a Greek of fire, I'd probably teach
one
this one about anywhere.
You know what we need to do? We need to throw them Bibles out.
This is a story I probably have taught, and I just kind of laughed, probably 1,500 times.
And a Wycliffe Bible translator said, I don't think
so. In a truck stop ministry.
I think they serve a good purpose.
Usually what I would do.
And the other guy in the back said, I don't know what good purpose they serve when they take old passages out of the Bible.
Sunday morning.
And so I just let them fuss it out, figure it out.
Before I did.
Okay, so Acts 8:37.
Would walk around the truck lot and try to get men to come into the
TV
room. If
thou believest with all thine heart.
Have a chapel time with them.
Thou.
And we'd have two to
should.
One time I think we had 11.
Get baptized.
And sometimes zero.
Thou mayest.
And if they had a Bible question.
That is
topic,
telling us that the water is not necessary.
And just let them ask anything they want.
He says, if thou believe with all thine heart, thou mayest. And the answer said, I believe
in
Jesus Christ.
And they were bashful to ask the question. And so then I just teach Acts 8 about the Ethiopian eunuch. And
you
get a lot of things covered there.
So we're going to go through the Jehovah's Witness. That's the bottom line.
Lord,
JW says, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He's going to admit his deity.
Honor your word. Help us to
see, okay, so there's our verse right there.
Case, and
missing.
Why things happen the way they
Bibles,
did. Help us
why
love
is it
you
missing?
More in Jesus' name.
The best,
amen.
The best, the best.
Okay, Acts 8.
Now, I saw a lot of different things doing the truck stop ministry.
Best ones are called Vaticanus and
Sinaiticus
a lot of
manuscripts. And
nice reactions
it.
And saw some reactions that were
I believe
so nice.
That Jesus Christ is
one time, Charles
okay,
Hood,
so
you always go with me.
With
you remember Charles Hood, he had epilepsy, he had strong medication, he sounded like
and
he
upon
was
that
drunk
point,
when he ever talked
right
to
there,
him, but he
within
was
his
very
heart,
slow in speech.
Maybe he believed it right,
and
but
he loved
made
to
that
go to the truck stop, and one time he had a seizure, and of course I knew what
right
would
then.
Do when Charles had a seizure.
So what did
just
Philip do? He commanded
of
the
way.
Chariot to stand still, they went down
and
both
so
into the water.
Here he
so
had a seizure, and these guys look at him, and I just said, don't worry about it, he'll be okay, and then he just laid in the floor, so he's on the floor laying there, and I'm just preaching away.
They both went in the water,
we'll be okay.
And the eunuch,
and got down with the service, and I just kind of
hey,
pushed Charles like that. You ready to go, Charles? And,
and it was just out in public.
And he gets up, we leave.
And he just went in the water and dunked
and
him and came back.
I could,
and gone.
I learned to start talking like him because around him so much.
You know, there's no
one time
rule.
I said, hey, Charles, I think I can talk like you. Listen to me. I said, okay. And he
somebody,
goes,
you know,
I said, how'd that sound? He said,
fathers, if they wanted to, they could do it, but most
I don't want to do that. And so, Acts chapter 8, verse 26. Great story.
But
Ethiopian eunuch.
There it is.
Okay.
And then verse 30.
And
when they were come up
fashion,
out of the water,
Ethiopian
the
eunuch,
of the
anybody
Lord want to
guess what nationality
Philip.
He would be from?
That
well, obviously
no
Ethiopia,
more,
south of Egypt. So this is an African.
Okay, now that 39. We
so in Acts chapter 8,
some
you have an
Old
African
Testament
come into
events
Jesus Christ. In Acts
taking
9,
place
you have
in
a
the book of Acts.
Jewish man coming to Jesus Christ.
And the reason
in Acts
why we're
10,
still seeing some of these
you have an Italian coming to Jesus Christ.
God
so there's our
still
three
has
basic races. Now this used to be taught in America. It's not taught anymore because people
that
say
that doesn't
it's
take
racist.
Place until the end of Acts 28.
But you
so
have
this
your three
event,
basic races, black, brown,
where
and white.
The Spirit of God can actually
and
pick a man
just like
up
when Jesus was on the cross, there were it was
hundreds
written in three different
miles.
Languages. This is
he
the
did
King
this
of
with
the
Ezekiel.
Jews.
He picked
Hebrew,
Ezekiel
Greek,
by
and
his
Latin.
Hair.
That's the three basic and races. Greek, white race.
You know,
Caucasian,
went 100 miles, 200
Hebrew,
miles.
Hebrew, that is the brown
like
race.
Saves
brown
on
race, red-brown, yellow-brown.
Don't get the
that's
peanuts.
Your Oriental race.
Okay,
and
but that's
then
the Old Testament
Latin, the roots come from
when
Africa.
The Spirit of God
so
can take a man.
So you've got
way.
Those three basic
we're
races.
In the New Testament.
And they all come to
it says
a
that the
Jewish
Spirit
Messiah,
is subject unto the
not
prophets.
A black Messiah,
so you have
not
a different
a
thing
white
here.
Messiah,
so
but a
Philip
Jewish
was just
Messiah,
caught up,
Jesus Christ.
Taken someplace
so
where the Spirit
8, 9,
put
and 10,
him
right
to,
in order.
Minister more for the Lord.
Acts 8 is the Ethiopian eunuch.
And,
okay, so verse
Ethiopian
26,
eunuch,
it says,
no
and the angel
individual?
Of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, arise and go toward the south, unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem
now,
unto Gaza.
That
that's the famous Gaza Strip,
Ethiopia,
which is
okay,
a big
have,
piece
see,
of property.
Josh Malar.
Go down there, which is
Ethiopia.
Desert.
And
okay, now, the angel of the Lord is generally
Ethiopians
an Old Testament thing, but
Jewish.
We're making a transition from Old Testament to
okay,
New Testament.
Some of them are fair-skinned.
And Philip has had a
and
great
he said there's
revival.
A lot of
that
people
are up
come
in
to Christ
Israel,
but yet
the
Jews
chapter,
will not accept
all these
these
Samaritans
Ethiopians
coming to Christ.
And
if
then
this
the
Spirit of God
went
through this angel
Ethiopia,
of the Lord
which
said,
he
hey,
did,
Philip, I want you to take off
And I want you to leave all these hundreds of people, and I want you to talk to one guy.
Clear until the 1960s.
So that would seem kind of strange.
I mean, this just kept coming.
But this
through
is the same Gaza
from a long time
that is in the news today.
And there was a
this right here.
One of the, I don't know if he's a president, but he was a high public official in 1960s.
Okay, Gaza Strip, located in the Gaza area,
which is desert.
Name.
So evidently, this fella,
and there were some
was
Catholic nuns
back
and priests
south
that were upset,
and they
Ethiopia
went to Haile Selassie.
So he's got his
chariots and they're going
here
out.
So verse
getting
20,
these
some
people
heroes
saved
and went,
and behold,
them, a and
man
of
Ethiopia.
And he said,
an eunuch of great authority
under Candace, queen of the
this
Ethiopians.
The
okay, so a eunuch okay, as
and,
in Daniel and
so
company.
This there
and
still,
so he was
some type
Ethiopian
of a
Sudan,
political
Sudan,
official
under
in that
Candace,
area. There are
queen
islands
of
the
Ethiopians. Not meaning
so
islands
of
dirt, but islands
so
of
say
a
big dog.
Christian villages.
Okay, but then again,
the
black
the
race,
community.
They seem to always have a bunch of
and
people
there's a
in leadership
named,
position.
If you've ever seen
Peter
a
Hammond,
black church,
South African
usually
gentleman,
it will be him and then about 10 behind him
go through
all
the
territory, try to
okay,
bring
so they
goods
just
and
kind
supplies
of like to, put a lot
to
in
these
charge.
Christians.
And then it says who had
and
the charge of all her treasure,
people,
so
used
he
was
to be
the
armed,
secretary of treasury.
Automatic weapons on them.
Of Ethiopia,
and he came and he had come to Jerusalem
to get
for
there
to worship.
Because Muslims would try to
why would he do
them?
That?
And then we get to this place, and then
okay,
he would
this
document,
man would
Peter
be
what's
called
a Jewish proselyte.
Communities where the Muslims
a religious
in,
Jew, not a
kill
racial
the
Jew.
And
he
was
off and
burned
the bodies
and,
sincere
and,
enough that he understood that
skulls,
under the Old Testament covenant, if a Gentile
like
wanted to really get a hold of God, he had to come through the Jews.
And Peter Hammond would take the pictures.
Okay, and so that's what
and
he's doing.
This stuff, and then
so he
the
is, what is it, Sammy Davis Jr., was he a Jew?
Really going on.
Okay, didn't look like one.
And so,
okay,
but this
but,
is in the Sudan and Ethiopia.
And, so that's why he's coming to Jerusalem
and
for
this
to worship,
way back
because they're doing the religious holidays
this
at this
Ethiopian
time
eunuch.
Still.
And Philip
and then it says,
thinking,
why would I want to
leave in
all
his
chariot
these people
read
for one
Isaiah
man?
The
prophet.
And the Lord says, I got a big
okay, so he's sitting in his chariot.
Happened to be that guy.
Okay, let's describe this chariot.
So that's
chariot.
Verse 39. Verse 40, it says, and Philip
got
was found.
Binders,
so there's where the
seats.
Spirit took him.
I haven't
got to take
time
to find out how
far
those two places are.
Maybe wide, be hard to find out.
Found
you know,
Azotus,
maybe would have the hydraulics where passing through. He preached
you know,
up and down. I mean, all that stuff. I mean, that's
so there's
just part
the story
of, that.
Of the Ethiopian.
Okay, and he's
conversion.
Reading.
Great story.
Okay. Isaiah the prophet. Okay,
the
notice
great
Isaiah
advantage
in the New
of
Testament
teaching that story.
You could hit
the
Bible
Old
study
with
an
salvation. You can hit writing scripture.
Being
you can
honest
hit,
in translating.
You know, on the sly.
The new Bibles
the
will
new
make this spelled the same way in the Old Testament. That is.
And
dishonest.
People being appraised to that.
Because
I think
when you're going
Sam
from
Gibson,
one language,
Hebrew
to English,
it's going to be spelled
one way.
From
he
Greek to English, it's
going to
be spelled a different way. It is the same
word,
but the spelling is different. It'd be like
John
and Juan and
Brother Jeremy
Ivan.
Lawson down in Florida has been working
okay,
with one
different languages, same word.
He has come along to the Bible.
So he's reading Isaiah the prophet.
So,
he's got a scroll of some type or a book of some type. Reading it, out loud. So he's reading this, and obviously got a lot of folks with him. He said, then the Spirit said unto Philip, go near and join thyself to this chariot. Okay, go on over there. Philip ran thither to him and heard him read the prophet Isaiah. So he's reading this out loud and said, understandest thou what thou readest? Okay, so if you're reading a book and somebody walked up to you and said, you understand what you're reading? It's almost like, why do you think I'm reading it? Okay, do you understand what you're reading? Now, I have never come walked up to somebody who was reading their Bible. When I went to the truck stop and went around, nobody was reading their Bible. I have never walked up to somebody reading a Bible. And I think I just had one of the first people that actually gave me a gospel tract rather than me giving him one was at the rest stop just last week. Monday. It was Monday. Okay, I was walking out, had tracks in my hand or pocket, and then he beat me to the punch. And then we got chatting, talking. He was like a missionary to Israel. And then he knew the church in Ohio that we was part of. So he was either rubbing shoulders with Bible believers or he was a Bible believer. And so that was a blessing. Okay, but this guy was reading his Bible, Isaiah. Philip said, do you understand what you're reading? Okay, now here's a rule of thumb. If you are involved in investments, okay, let's say the stock market, which I would not suggest at these times. I would suggest to get out as quick as you can. Okay, but if you're involved in stocks or investments, generally speaking, in investments, if you want a high return, what kind of a risk almost always accompanies a high return? Well, it's almost always a high risk. Okay, if you're afraid of the high risk, you want a low risk, then generally speaking, almost always this is the case, it's a low return. Okay, low return on your investment. Now, the same goes true with the Bible. If you want a high return in Bible knowledge, meaning you want to learn the Bible quicker, okay, the way you learn the Bible quicker is to learn it from somebody who knows it. But the problem is, with a high return, there's a high risk. What if that person was deceived? Or what if that person was trying to deceive you with the Bible? That's the risk. The low return and the low risk is, okay, I don't really want anybody to interfere with me. I just want to get it from God directly. Now, the reason why that's a low return is because of the issues that we personally have of overcoming these things. Now, several years ago, visiting down in Jasper County Jail, you know, I struck up a friendship with a young man, and we started discipling him. Then another kid came in, a young fella came in, and he was trying to get this young fella to really talk to me, but this young fella kind of backed off because he heard me on Saturday, the guys on Wednesday, they were saying you can lose your salvation. I'm telling you, you can't. And so he just backed off from both of us because he just wanted to get it himself. So that's what he did. I knew that he was listening, but in his heart, he told me this 20 years later. Okay, I lost track of this guy. This guy, this young fella, was a guy that had an unusual way of making money. Okay, he saw these ATM machines that were usually in front of a building, and he'd back up with his pickup, tie a chain around it, drive about 2 miles away, and then open it up. And I always thought it was kind of weird. He was in this jail, then he'd ship him to another jail, and he'd come back, and he'd ship him to another jail, and he'd come back. Well, this guy had done a job like this on about 20 different occasions in 20 different counties, and he was going to do his last job and take the cash and go live in Hawaii with his daughter. And that's the one he got caught on. Okay? And so this young fellow was listening from a distance when I was talking to the other fellow. In his heart, he said he was impressed that I could give the answers to the Bible questions the guys give. I'd give a Bible answer and turn around and let them look at it themselves. And that did something in his spirit. Okay? And he, in his spirit, he didn't tell me this. In his spirit, he said, I want to be able to do that. Okay, well, he left, did his time. I lost track of the guy. And, you know, this was back in the probably early 90s when this took place. About a year and a half ago, I got this phone call. And this guy says, this is Jamie. Do you remember me? I said, no. Do you remember Jasper County Jail? I said, yeah, Jamie. He said, do you remember ATM machines? I said, oh, yeah, I remember you. I never knew what he did with the money. But he said, you won't believe what I'm doing. I said, what's that? He said, I'm preaching. And he said, I was counseling a young man, and this young man said to me, boy, you can give me a Bible and answer to every question I ask. He said, when he said that, I remembered you. And he called me up. He came down here, brought his wife, brought the kids. And he said, I just want to know, let you know that I'm in the work. I thought that was great. See, now what did he do? He just backed away from me, and then he wanted to get it from the Lord. And he did. He did. And so, in order to learn the Bible quickly, a person can learn it from somebody, but again, you got to watch them, make sure they don't add to, subtract from, that they allow the Bible to say what it says to whom it's spoken. That's the way you learn the Bible quickly. Okay, but then the Spirit of God will teach us the Bible. We just simply ask. Okay, so he says, go join thyself to this chariot. Philip ran thither to him, heard him read the prophet Isaiah, said, understandest thou what thou readest? And he said, this guy said, how can I except some man guide me? Humble enough that he wanted help. How can I accept some man guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. So he jumped up in the shotgun side, you know, or in the back. This guy was probably had, you know, chauffeur. So he's probably sitting in the back, and he's picked up probably the book or the scroll, however he had it, and saw where he was reading. How can I accept send mind guide me? Now, the promise is John 16:13, where it says that the Spirit of God will guide us into all truth. That is a promise. Why is it that so few are guided into all truth? Is evidently they're not claiming a promise. So claim that promise. Now, he will use man to guide, but then sometimes if that's not available, then he'll just show himself. Okay, how can I accept some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come and sit with him. The place of the scripture which he read was this. He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shearer, so opened he not his mouth. In his humiliation, his judgment was taken away, and who shall declare his generation, for his life is taken from the earth? And the eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray thee, of whom speaketh the prophet this, of himself or of some other man? Okay, now what he's reading is probably one of the two best places in the Old Testament to see prophecy about Jesus Christ, Psalm 22 and Isaiah 53. He's reading Isaiah 53. Isaiah 53 is forbidden to be read in Israel. The rabbis do not want any of the Jews to read Isaiah 53, except without the guidance of the rabbi. Okay, now he is reading verse 7 and 8, approximately 7 and 8. He is reading about sheep, lambs. He's reading about a four-legged animal, but he is wise enough, or at least he has had enough light revealed to him that say, I know he's not talking about a four-legged animal. He's talking about a man. I got that figured out. Okay, and so he's doing pretty good. I mean, the Jews will say Isaiah 53 about that man is Israel as a nation. They don't want to say it's Jesus Christ. They certainly don't want to let that cat out of the bag. And so Isaiah 53, what great place. There are some interesting things about the translation New Testament versus the Old Testament. Interesting thing that a shepherd might be able to tell you about. It says, he was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shearer, so opened he not his mouth. And it's my understanding that when a female lamb is sheared, she doesn't bleat. But a male does. So how the precise the Bible is. Okay, dumb before his shearer. The Lord Jesus Christ opened not his mouth. Okay, then it says his life was taken from the earth. So the eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray thee, of whom speaketh the prophet of himself or some other man? So notice what Philip did. He opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. So he's going to preach about Jesus Christ. So he is probably showing him about, you know, the lamb that was offered with Cain and Abel. He probably showed him about Noah's Ark, and it had one door on it. He probably showed him about the Passover lamb of Exodus 12. But he started showing all the prophecies that were given about Jesus Christ and said, that's the one. That's who he's talking about. That's the one. He didn't preach unto him denomination. He didn't preach unto him the law. Now, there's a big thing, you know, with Kurt Cameron, where they talk about, you know, the good test, and they're going with preaching the law, which I think is fine. I think it's a good method also. But he was just preached unto him Jesus. At the beginning of the chapter, Philip preached unto him Christ. So it actually depends on what the Spirit leads us to talk to people. Okay, if he wants to follow the good test, fine. If you want to just go right to Jesus Christ, fine. The Spirit knows what that person needs, and so if we're yielding to the Spirit, he will guide us where we should go in our witnessing. So he preached unto him Jesus, not the Baptist church, Jesus Christ. Now the reason why that's a big deal is because if he is a religious Jew, and if he has encompassed the Judaistic faith, Jesus Christ is not real popular. In fact, they think Jesus is a bastard child of Mary. So they don't have some very nice things to say about Jesus Christ. And so that's why that's brought up. Okay, and so He has brought up the idea of Jesus Christ with his Jewish faith, and they are at odds. Which route am I going to go? Jesus or my Judaistic faith? And that's the bottom line. That's our witnessing with people, Jesus Christ. Get off church, get off religion. Try to keep it focused on Jesus Christ. You'll notice they'll weasel off it. Keep bringing it back to the Lord Jesus Christ, because that's the bottom line. Okay, verse 36. And as they went on their way, okay, he didn't ask them to pray a prayer. He just preached the gospel.